Hello and welcome back to the Greater Greener Georgia podcast. My name is Christian, and today we're shining a spotlight on a fundamental pillar of our civic duty, voting. So grab your ballot and join me in a conversation with GCV Ed Fund's very own Chasity Malloy as we explore the importance of making your voice heard in the general primary elections. Because this is a crucial moment, every vote truly counts. Before we dive into the conversation, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe. Here's Chasity.
So I am the GCV Education Fund Democracy for All campaign manager. So what I do is oversee two campaigns, predominantly Get Out to Vote. So that's throughout the year. That's from the March primaries, which just wrapped up. We got the general primary coming up and all the way to the November ballot. And voting rights as well, which is a huge part of our work, just making sure that when we do go to vote, that these the officials are accountable for their actions, that we're informed voters, and that we are really vocal about threats to our voting rights, which in Georgia are plenty. So those are the programs and the work that I do, organizing and working in communities to bring awareness and education around those issues.
So I definitely want to come back to those voting rights issues because there's a lot happening this week alone on that. But before we jump into the voting rights issue, I'm jealous of you because we're based here in Atlanta, but you get to live in Savannah.
Yes.
And I want to know like all the great things. The food's amazing. The drinks are amazing. We love Savannah. Tell us what's like, give us a couple of good places to go. If any of our listeners are based out of Savannah or planning to attend to go to Savannah, what's some good places to eat, things to do?
Well, you know, we're foodies, so that's an easy thing to do. I mean, seafood, of course, comes to mind, but, you know, Savannah's really stepped up when it comes to world-class cuisine. You can get anything from really good Creole food. You can get good seafood. You can get good soul food. We got a little something for everybody, but it's great living on the coast. That's been my home for the past 20-plus years. I won't go year-specific because that'll age me, but I've been in Savannah for 20 years. Atlanta is still home, so I do like to come back to the A every now and then. I can't deal with the traffic. I'll definitely take Savannah's slower pace. We call it Slovanna, in fact, sometimes. But that's more my speed, you know?
It's something about coastal cities that just have like a different pace.
Yep.
I mean, the fact that you can drink on the streets just lets you know the vibe that Savannah's giving. So if you like New Orleans, but you don't like the smell, try Savannah. That's going to be my kicker for Savannah. Okay, so let's get back to that thing you mentioned about voting rights. Now, this has been a crazy week for us, specifically because we just found out that HB 1312 was signed into law. Now, for those who may remember from our last podcast or aren't aware, HB 1312 was a piece of legislation that came out this year that effectively extended the terms of the public service commissioners. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on just in general with the PSC races? Because I know they've been all over the place.
Absolutely. I'm going to back it up just a little bit more, too, on the bill. You know, we just had the Georgia legislative session wrap up. So many different bills came out of that, many of which, you know, threaten our voting rights. But one of them in particular was, like you said, HB 1312, which, get this, was a bill that initially had to do with taxation on EV vehicles. So as bills do, they evolve, they are amended, and this one was amended to include an extension on the Public Service Commissioner's terms from 6 years, which is what they currently are, and they're staggered terms too, by the way, to 8 years. Now, I don't know where they have an 8-year term anywhere. Wow. You know, like the president doesn't even serve for one term that's 8 years. So it's very unusual, and you know what's really compounding this issue is the fact that we haven't even had PSC elections since 2020.
Wow. So, I mean, when we talk about democracy issues, I would love to say, hey, let's mobilize voters, but voters don't even have anything to mobilize towards.
That's right.
That's insane.
Right.
If you and so you were talking about the bills and how they change and shift. I remember Doug Tepper was on a couple of episodes ago talking to us about those Christmas tree bills where they like, is that a case of what?
Absolutely. Yeah. Things just get added on. It becomes ornamental. And then next thing you know, you got a bill, you're passing one that is nothing like what it initially started off as.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we know that folks don't have the PSC coming up necessarily this year.
Not this year.
However, there's still some stuff coming up this year. So primary elections are essentially here. What's the point of the primaries? I know some people may ask, like, are these important elections? Tell us about why the primaries are important.
Right. Well, every election to me is a super important election because that's where we get to represent our concerns. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, our opinions matter, but only the vote counts is what I always say.
I like that.
Only your vote counts. So the general primaries are the first elections for nonpartisan as well as partisan races to qualify to be on the ballot in November. So if you've got a candidate that you're like, oh, I love so-and-so, you know, they're not automatically on the ballot in November unless they are running uncontested in the primary. So you have to clear your partisan primaries now to get to the ballot in November. And no matter where you live in Georgia, you will have something to vote on May 21st.
Okay, so, and I'm glad you said that because I'm going to jump around a little bit here. We talked about the primaries, but before we get into the dates and the when people can vote, mm-hmm. there's a tool that we work really close with called Branch.
Right.
Can you tell us about the Branch? And the reason I bring this up is because for people like me, I'll be honest, who don't necessarily know who's all going to be on this ballot, mm-hmm. I think Branch could be a great tool. Tell us about Branch, what it is, and how it can be used.
That's a good question. So Branch is a free nonpartisan Build Your Ballot platform. It's a website that you simply put your address in, and it will tell you when elections are taking place. It'll let you know who's going to be on your ballot. So just like a list of the elections. And once you click through, it'll tell you where those candidates stand on key issues. Now, that is the thing that I love about Branch so much. Like you, I'm also busy. I don't have time to go through and do a synopsis on like who these people are and what they're about, who's funding their campaigns, things that I genuinely want to know because it helps me to be a more informed voter. But I don't have time to always do. So this does a candidate summary and everything in three easy steps. You can also print out this ballot. You can track your ballot. You can track your candidates. It's a really, really great tool to make sure that folks are aware of, again, the who, the what, and then, like, when do I go vote, too?
That's great information, especially I have all of that in a one-stop shop.
Yep.
Instead of having to, like, fish through the internet to find out where your polling location is and where who's on the ballot and how they voted in the past. I think that's great. If folks want to check out Branch, you can visit gcv.branch.vote. Did I say that correctly?
That's right. gcv.branch.vote.
gcv.branch.vote. And go ahead and sign up. I think all they do is, I just signed up myself. I think they just ask you for your address and they do the rest.
That's right, and you don't even have to create an account to actually research your ballot, which is another little note, too. You can simply just put your address in, and it'll give you the same content and information. The benefit of creating an account is that you can track that ballot, and then you don't have to keep putting in and creating an account each time you want to go through. You can actually track your choices, track your candidates, which is really helpful, again, for the primary election, so you can see if they made it through the round for the November general election.
Wow. That's a revolutionary tool that could change the game. We definitely want to get people on that. So to back to the dates now, we're currently, I mean, at the time that this will air, we will be in early voting, right?
That's
what are
right.
the dates for early voting?
So early voting runs from Monday, April the 29th through Friday, May the 17th. Depending on which county you live in, there's also some opportunities for weekend voting, which I think people should definitely take advantage of because, you know, you can go knock that out on your way to brunch. You know what I mean? Like, it's so easy and so few people take advantage of early voting. We have 3 weeks of this. So, you know, you got more locations. If you don't want to vote early in person, you can still request an absentee ballot right now, but those are due and they have to be postmarked and returned to the office by May the 10th at 7 p.m. So that's just the one caveat. But that's good for folks, especially if you're like maybe know someone who's currently incarcerated. They can still request an absentee ballot and mail that in. And that way, if they're out by the time the election takes place, they still have the option to vote because we want to make sure every vote is counted in all of our elections. And if none of that works out and you just don't have any time between now and May 21st, you can go on election day. That's Tuesday, May 21st. However, you will have to go to your designated voting precinct. And for that, you would definitely want to check the Secretary of State My Georgia Voter page to find out where your precinct is located.
And that Georgia voter page is mvp.sos.ga.gov.
That's right.
It's a lot. mvp.sos.ga.gov. I will put that on the screen for folks who are listening. But yeah, that's where you find out when where your specific polling location is.
And you can view a sample ballot too, which is really great. And that's really easy too. It's the first initial last name and your date of birth and county. That's all you need. So I just want people to know that all of these steps are easy. None of this is going to take a lot of time. We're talking about like 2 minutes to check your registration status, which is the first thing you should do before you actually try to go vote. Make sure you're an active voter. Last year, y'all know Georgia inactivated and deleted nearly 190,000 voters from the ranks, y'all. So, definitely check your status, especially if you haven't voted in the last 2 years. That was the kind of determining factor when they deemed it people were inactive. So check your registration status first. That way you don't turn up to your precinct or turn up to vote and they say, hey, by the way, sadly, you're not registered to vote.
So I think that's good advice. Mm-hmm. And that also gives me an idea for like a great little game we can play before we close out. So we're going to call this Build Your Plan. If I am a new voter voting for the first time, or an experienced voter who may be coming back for another time, mm-hmm. I want you to help me build out my plan. So let's start with the first thing first, which is what you just said. Repeat that, what you said. Check your status.
So the first thing I would do to create a voting plan is to check my voter registration status. It takes 2 minutes to literally check. Once I'm confirmed as being active, I want to make sure I know when, where, and how to vote. And so we have three options. As I mentioned before, you can vote early in person from April the 29th through May 17th. You can vote by absentee ballot, which is due by May the 10th at 7 p.m., or you can vote on election day at your voting precinct on May the 21st. After I've decided where and when I want to vote, the next step is, well, who am I voting for? Like, I don't really know. Like, I live in a city, I live in a country, I don't know what these people are about. So I would use the Branch Build Your Ballot tool. Again, that's gcv.branch.vote to put my address in, and they'll tell me who's going to be my ballot. It'll give me the candidates and it'll let me know where they stand on key issues. So those issues could be like transportation. It could be affordable housing. It could be public safety. This is a really, really great tool to know where those candidates stand, because you might make the mistake of voting for somebody who doesn't even, stand for the same issues you stand for. So that's why it's super important to make sure that you're an informed voter and not somebody who's just going in there and just, clicking buttons and then complaining when it's just like, well, so-and-so did, da 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 da. It's like, well, you voted for them, though. Did you know they were already about that life?
I feel seen and read.
So this is where Branch really is such a helpful tool, because you don't have to do all that research. It takes all of that off your hand and gives you that synopsis, and you can just go through and be like, okay, all right, cool. I can print out my ballot. I can take that with me to the poll and just plug and play.
You're really good at this, and if I didn't know any better, I'd say you should do it for a living. Chastity, thank you so much. Please, if you have any more questions, you can follow us at on social media at GCV Ed Fund on Instagram, GCV Ed Fund on X, formerly known as Twitter. Uh-huh. And we can be found on Facebook as well at Georgia Conservation Voters Education Fund. All of this information will live there in some kind of capacity, but thank you so much, Chastity. And
it was my pleasure. Happy voting, you all.